跟大家一起来学习哈，那题目是在神面前富足。
This evening, the topic I would like to share with everyone is be rich toward the Lord.
我们在世上都大家都希望能够追求富足。
Living in this world, many of us aspire to be wealthy.
我们同时也应该在神面前富足。
But at the same time, we ought to be rich in the face of God.
这句话是出自路加福音的十二章。
And this phrase comes from Luke chapter 12.
我们请看路加福音十二章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 12.
我们看十二章的二十一节。
Chapter 12, verse 21.
路加福音十二章二十一节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 21.
凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。这是主耶稣他说了一个比喻。
This comes from a parable that Lord Jesus spoke.
从十六节开始。
And this parable starts from verse 16 onwards.
无知财主的比喻。
The parable of the rich fool.
这是我们大家非常熟的一个比喻。
And it is a parable that we are all very familiar with.
那主耶稣为什么要讲这个比喻呢？
And why did Jesus speak of this parable?
再往前看，十三节到十五节。
Let us read verses 13 to 15.
这里记载了一件事情。
This records an event.
当时候主耶稣正在对着众人在讲述天国的福音。
At the time, Lord Jesus was speaking about the gospel of heaven to the crowd.
但是有一个人打断了主耶稣的讲道。
There was one person who interrupted his sermon.
他提出一个问题。
He asked a question.
一向他家庭的困难。
Relating to the difficulties in his family.
要主耶稣来为他们分家产。
He wanted Lord Jesus to help divide the inheritance.
我们来读一下十三节到十五节，我们请看。
Let us read verses 13 to 15.
众人中有一个人对耶稣说，夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。耶稣说，你这个人，谁立我做你们断事的官，给你们分家业呢？十五节。
15.
于是对众人说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。这个人他心里想着是怎么样跟他的兄长来分家业。
This person was thinking about how to divide the inheritance with his brother.
那主耶稣回答说，我并没有为你们分家业的义务。
But Jesus replied, I'm not a judge to divide the inheritance over you.
主耶稣到世上来也不是要管理人家的家务事。
Lord Jesus did not come into this world to sort out our family matters.
但是这件事情给主耶稣感慨万千。
But this question made Jesus think of many things.
所以呢，把这个当成一个教材，就说了一个比喻。
He used this example to talk about a parable.
那这件事情给主耶稣一个感慨，就是说，对众人主耶稣就换了一个题目转过来对众人说，要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。
This question led Jesus to have a sudden urge to tell the people that all the things in this world do not constitute a life.
因为一个人生命的价值不在乎他的钱多钱少。
Because the value of your life does not come about from how much money you have.
所以主耶稣对于一个人生命的价值，他的看法跟一般人不一样。
Lord Jesus has a different sort of sense of value for someone's life compared to others.
不是用钱财来看一个人的价值。
He does not determine your value based on how much money you have.
一个人的钱财多，那是价钱，价钱不等于价值。
However much money someone has is their price, but it does not determine their value.
价钱是老板给我们的。
And so, or it is wages. Wages are something that is given to us by our boss.
价值是我们活在神面前，活出自己的价值来。
But the value that we have is the value that we live out before God.
那因此就用一个比喻来说明。
He used a parable to explain.
要我们谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。
To want us to be aware of covetousness.
也就是说，主耶稣并不是叫我们不要赚钱，而是说不要贪。
Lord Jesus is not telling us not to earn money, but telling us not to covet.
并且用谨慎自守的态度去面对。
And we need to deal with these things with a vigilant attitude.
因为这个稍不留意人就会跑到贪心里头去了。
Because as long as we are not careful, we will slip into covetousness.
所以他才讲，一个人生命的价值不是看他钱多钱少。
Therefore, one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses.
那十六节开始的这个无知的财主，他是如何的无知呢？
In verse 16 onwards, the rich fool, how foolish was he?
如果我们从世俗的眼光来看
If we look at it from a worldly perspective,
这个财主一点都不笨。
This rich person was not foolish at all.
因为他赚了不少钱。
Because he had made much money.
不聪明的人赚不了多少钱。
A fool cannot earn this much money.
田产丰盛。
He had abundant fields.
到底要多少钱才可以被称为财主呢？
How much money do you need to have to be called rich?
没有一定的标准。
There is no set answer.
但是大家公认他是财主，肯定他的钱不少。
But if everyone agreed that he was rich, then he must be very wealthy.
那他既然有赚钱的本领，
If he had the ability to earn money,
所以他是一个很聪明的人呢。
Doesn't that mean he is very clever?
而十七节还说啊，
And in 17 it says,
他自己会对话，自己会计划。
He can think to himself and plan ahead.
啊，那为将来预备。
He can prepare for the future.
他有远大的眼光。
He has a very broad perspective.
有一些人很有钱，但是守财奴啊，他并不会变通，他没有更远大的眼光来计划。
There are some rich people who are wealthy, but they do not have the ability to look ahead.
那十八节他做了一个很美好的计划了。
Verse 18, he had a very wonderful plan.
把仓房拆了，另盖更大的。
To pull down his barn and build a bigger one.
那这样我就可以收藏一切的东西了。
That way he can store all of his crops.
你看他为自己安排了多么美好。
He has set out a very good arrangement.
十九节。
Verse 19.
他对他的灵魂说。
He spoke to his soul.
你可以安安逸逸地吃喝快乐。
So you can eat and drink and be merry.
啊，可以做多年的费用呢。
Because you have money for the future.
他为他的下半辈子都安排了好。
He has already prepared for his future years.
他有赚钱的聪明。
He has the knowledge to make money.
有计划的聪明。
He has the intelligence to plan.
啊，而且他懂得怎么样去享受。
And he knows how to enjoy himself.
那为什么主耶稣说这是无知的人呢？
But why does Jesus say he is a fool?
啊，二十节。
Verse 20.
那神就对他说了。
But God said to him,
你看这个人在世人的眼光啊，是一个聪明，是一个很有钱的人。
This person in the view of the world is very rich and very smart.
但是这样的人在神眼中看起来是无知的。
But in the eyes of God, he is a fool.
哦，今夜要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归给谁呢？
This night your soul will be required of you, then whose shall these things be?
所以他的无知在哪里呢？
Where does his foolishness lie?
啊，他只知道为自己在地上来积财，积钱财。
He only knew to lay up treasures for himself in this world.
主耶稣就说了，
Jesus said,
他的无知是在神面前不富足。
His foolishness is that he was not rich before God.
他有很多钱，但他自以为这样就是价值。
He is wealthy, and therefore he thought he had value.
他在世上很富足，
He is very rich in this world.
但是在天国并不富足，
But he is not rich in heaven.
在人面前富足，
He is rich before man,
在神面前并不富足，
but not rich toward God.
在物质上很富足，
he is rich physically,
但是在灵性上并不富足，
but spiritually he is not rich.
哦，所以这样的人可以说他穷得只剩下钱。
You can say he is so poor that all he has left is money.
其他他都没有。
He has nothing else.
哦，因为他没有办法掌握他的生命。
Because he cannot control his life.
他可以掌握他的事业，但是他的生命不在他的掌握中。
He can control his career, but he cannot control his whole life.
而且他还有一个无知，就是竟然要用物质的东西来养他的灵魂。
He is so foolish that he wishes to nourish his spirit with the physical.
所以至少有三个无知啊。
There are at least three things that are foolish about him.
啊，第一个，他不知道明天将如何。
Firstly, he does not know what will come tomorrow.
今天晚上就要失去他的生命了。
This night he will lose his life.
他还为自己计划了下半辈子。
Yet he has already made plans for the future.
这是他无知的地方。
This is his foolishness.
哦，而且呢，他要用物质来养他的灵魂。
And he wants to use the physical to nourish the spirit.
还有，他为自己积财，在神面前不富足。
And he lays out riches for himself and not toward God.
啊，这非常的可惜。
This is very pitiful.
啊，好在这是一个比喻啊。
But thankfully, this is a parable.
但是比喻常常就是从现实生活中去取材了而来的。
But parables often come about from examples of real life.
可能主耶稣观察了当时候有一些财主是这样的。
Perhaps Jesus had noticed that many landlords at the time were like this.
那每一个时代都有财主。
And there are landlords in every era.
每一个时代都有很多无知的财主。
In every time period, there are rich fools.
那今天各位提供给我们思考一下。
Today, let us ponder.
主耶稣并没有反对人赚钱。
Jesus did not say we should not earn money.
主耶稣并没有仇视富人。
And Jesus does not hate the rich.
主耶稣也没有禁止人家在地上为自己积财。
Jesus did not forbid others from building up wealth in this world.
他是说，如果只知道在世上为自己积财，可是他在神面前却不富足，这是主耶稣所不能认同的。
But what Jesus cannot accept is only laying up riches for yourself, but not toward God.
所以我们可以在世上为自己积财。
We are allowed to lay up wealth for ourselves in this world.
但是我们要知道，这些钱财是在世上用的。
But we need to know that this money can only be used in this world.
我们取之于世界，这个世界也会把它拿走。
And once we leave this world, then it will be taken away from us.
我们因为这个环境很投资环境很好，我们赚了一些钱。但是这个环境变化也可能把这些东西都拿走。
We may earn money because of the suitable investments we've made, but as soon as things change, we can lose all this money as well.
所以它是短暂的。
It is temporary.
它是属于世上的东西。
It belongs to this world.
不能永存。
It is not eternal.
那如果说我们在为自己积财的另一个时间呢，我们也能够在神面前追求富足。
However, if at the same time we are earning money in this world, we can also pursue wealth toward God.
那在神面前的富足呢，是属灵的。
Then wealth toward God is spiritual.
是属这个世界的。
It does not belong to this world.
是要存到永恒的。
And it can be stored up unto eternity.
别人不能够取走的。
It cannot be taken away by others.
在世上要为自己赚很多钱呢，需要有一些条件。
In this world, there are a few requirements if you want to make money for yourself.
就是要有本钱。
You need to have capital.
要有本领。
You need to have knowledge.
再来呢，要本身，本身就是要努力、勤奋的工作。
And you need a work ethic to strive and work hard.
这是最基本的三个条件。
These are the most basic three requirements.
但是不是说具有这些三个条件就一定成功。
But it is not that if you have these three requirements, then you will definitely succeed.
还需要好的机会。
You also need a good opportunity.
那这些所有的条件都要凑在一起啊，不容易。
And it is hard for all of these things to come together.
所以世上成功的人并不多。
Therefore, there are very few who are successful in this world.
可是如果我们要在神面前成为富足的人，
But if we want to be rich toward God,
我们并不需要这些条件。
We do not need these requirements.
我们都有平等的能力跟平等的机会在神面前成为富足的人。
We all have an equal opportunity and equal ability before God.
这是主耶稣所期待的。
And this is what Lord Jesus wants for us.
那在2000多年前，主耶稣在讲道的时候被打断，然后他就以当时候的情境来做了一个教材，跟我们讲了这些道理。
2000 years ago, Lord Jesus was speaking a sermon and was interrupted, and he used that opportunity to speak this parable.
那我们就来想
And let us think.
什么是在神面前富足？
What does it mean to be rich toward God?
我们如何在神面前成为富足的人呢？
How can we be wealthy in the Lord?
我们就底下就来讲几点，大家一起来努力追求。
Let us speak a few points for us to all work towards.
第一个
Firstly,
在信心上富足。
We need to be rich in our faith.
我们看雅各书第二章。
Let us turn to James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章。
James chapter 2.
第二章我们看第五节。
Chapter 2 verse 5.
雅各书二章第五节。
James chapter 2 verse 5.
我亲爱的弟兄们，请听。神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？好，如果我们从二章的第一节开始看的话呢，就发现当时候呢，社会甚至可能教会里面有一种很不妥当的一种现象。
If we start reading from chapter 2, verse 1 onwards, we can see that in the society or even the church at the time, there was a very negative phenomenon.
就是看重富人，轻看贫穷人。
Which is that the rich were esteemed and the poor were despised.
每一个时代都会有这种现象。
And in every time period, you will see this phenomenon.
那雅各就告诉我们说，不要有偏见的来对待人。
But James tells us we should not treat others with favoritism.
那同时也是对那些穷乏的信徒来讲呢，有一个鼓励。
And at the same time, he speaks an encouragement to the poor believers.
他说神也会拣选世上的贫穷人。
He says that has God chosen the poor of this world?
那虽然他们没有办法在世上富足。
That even though they cannot be rich in this world,
他们却可以在信心上富足。
Yet they can be rich in faith.
这就是在神面前的富足了。
This is wealth toward God.
那这样的人就等于是说爱神的人啊。
And these people can be called people who love God.
神会应许给那些爱神的人啊的国啊，给这些人啊，来承受将来天国的产业。
And these people are, Jesus wills that they become the heirs of the kingdom of heaven.
他们在世上可能没有什么产业。
They may not have many properties in this world.
但因着他们在信心上的富足，可以承受天国的产业。
But because they are rich in faith, they can receive the inheritance in kingdom in heaven.
好，那在当时候的教会应该也有一些贫穷人，也有富足人。
In the church in those times, there would be wealthy and there would be the poor.
我们今天教会也是一样。
And it is the same in our church today.
有些弟兄姐妹在世上的生活过得比较富足。
There are some brethren who live more wealthy lives.
有些呢，他必须要朝九晚五，天天殷勤的工作，很辛劳。
But for some, they need to work very hard day and night.
神也没有轻看这些贫穷人。
But God does not look lightly on the poor.
神也不是说他就厌恶富足人。
And God does not abhor the rich.
所以穷人、富人，神都要拣选。
God would choose both the rich and the poor.
因此我们不要因为这样去看待那些轻看那些贫穷人。
Hence, we should not despise the poor.
为什么我们不可以轻看他们
？Why not?
因为这是神所拣选的。
Because they are also chosen by God.
神所爱的。
They are loved by God.
所以我们不可以来轻看这些在世上贫穷人。
We cannot look down on the poor in this world.
因为神也拣选他们。
Because God also chooses them.
表明神是公义，他也是慈爱的。
It shows that God is righteous and also merciful.
那如果在世上贫穷，
And if we are poor in this world,
但是他们在信心上可以富足，
Yet we can be rich in faith.
那可以承受将来的天国产业。
Then they can be heirs to the kingdom of heaven.
如果他今天很有钱，
And if they are rich today,
他也追求在信心上面富足。
And they also pursue being rich in their faith.
神依然要给他天国的产业。
Then God will also give them riches in heaven.
有人贫穷，有人富足。
Some are rich, some are poor.
有人信心上面富足，有人在信心上是贫穷的。
Some are rich in faith, and others are poor in faith.
如果要我们选择，我们可能会想说，世上富足，信心上也富足，当然这是完美的。
If you asked us to choose, then of course you'd say it'd be good to be rich in both this world and in faith.
但是很多人并不是过着很富足的生活。
But many people are not living very wealthy lives.
可是神并没有拒绝他们，邀请他们进神的国。
Yet God does not deny them entrance into His kingdom.
我们虽然在世上没有办法富足。
That though we cannot be rich in this world.
也不要灰心馁志。
We should not lose heart.
我们可以在信心上自我肯定。
Because we can be assured in our faith.
或是在信仰上自我满足。
We can be content in our faith.
这是神所给我们的一种福分。
This is the blessing that God gives us.
那在信心上要富足
And to be rich in faith.
有些时候神要跟我们考验。
There are some lessons that God will give us.
因为这个信心要经过火炼它才会长进，它才会进到完全的地步。
Because our faith must be perfected through fire and tribulation in order to be perfected.
我们看，请看彼得前书第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1,
第六节
verse 6.
彼得前书一章六节。
First Peter chapter 1, verse 6.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中，暂时忧愁。七节。
Seven.
叫你们的信心，既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。信心经过试验呢，就可以慢慢进到完全。
Faith after being tested can slowly be perfected.
那就显得宝贵咯。
And it becomes valuable.
因为可以为我们带来在基督显现的时候呢，得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Because at the revelation of Jesus Christ, it can bring us praise, honor, and glory.
这就是属灵的富足咯。
This is to be rich in faith.
我们因为这样，所以可能一辈子都会受操练。
And because of this, we may be tested for our entire life.
要这个炉火要炼金要把那个杂质烧掉。
To refine gold and fire, it is to burn away the impurities.
那被火烧的时候是很难受的，难熬的。
When you are being burned by this fire, it is difficult, it is painful.
但因为这样，所以杂质就被炼净。
But as a result, you can burn away the impurities.
啊，如果我们有了一大堆的这个金矿，但是我们不愿意把它放到火里头去试验。
If we have a lot of iron, of gold ore, but we are unwilling to put it in the fire.
那还是不能成为纯金。
Then it cannot become pure gold.
这当中还有很多的杂质。
It will be filled with filth.
啊，凡事都是要经过考验的。
All things must go through testing.
才能够进到完全。
So that it can become perfected.
但是我们试验是在今生今世。
However, we only go through these trials in this world.
而且彼得这个老使徒啊，他也跟我们讲说，可能有百般的试炼哦。
And Peter, the ancient saint, tells us that we will go through so many tribulations.
不是，这是暂时的忧愁了。
Various trials, but this is only temporary.
也就是说，这个试炼终究还是会过的。
Which means that these trials will pass.
但是它可以为我们将来啊，来得到那一种称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
Yet it can bring us in the future praise, honor, and glory.
所以要忍耐。
We need to persevere.
忍耐能够成功。
And through perseverance, we can succeed.
坚持到底。
And we can persist until the end.
耶稣基督一定会显现。
And the Lord Jesus will definitely be revealed.
试炼终究只是暂时。
These various trials are only temporary.
可是将来要得到的荣耀是永远的。
Yet the glory that we receive in the future is eternal.
我们就想一想，在这个世上的确有很多的考验。
If we think about it, there are indeed many trials in this world.
有时候主耶稣会让我们所珍贵的东西呢，可能就在我们的生活中就失去了。
Sometimes Lord Jesus may allow for our most precious things in this world to disappear.
好像这个约伯一样。
Just like Job.
约伯一天当中啊，他的财产、他的儿女全部都尽失。
Job in one day lost all of his property and all of his children.
这是我们所想不透的。
This is something that we cannot even imagine.
那为什么会留下约伯记这一卷书啊？
And why is the book of Job left for us?
他就是要告诉我们。
It is to tell us.
有一个信徒，他一直讲说他，主耶稣给他的试炼像约伯一样。
There was a believer who thought that the trials he faced were similar to Job's.
其实小弟看一看啊，他还没有达到约伯的十分之一。
But for myself, if I look at it, he has not suffered through 1/10 of what Job had gone through.
但是他自认为他跟约伯差不多。
Yet this believer thought to themselves that they had suffered just like Job.
所以问他你有几个孩子？
I asked him, how many children did you have?
哦，那你钱财多少？
How much money do you have?
你受的苦有跟约伯一样吗？
Is your loss comparable to Job's?
给他看一看说，哎呀，约伯还是比较苦。
And when they thought about it, they said, indeed, Job had it worse.
所以圣经中有一卷约伯记。
In the Bible, we have the book of Job.
它封住了每一个受苦的基督徒把埋怨的口。
And it covers up the complaining mouth of all Christians.
啊，有谁比他更苦？
Who has suffered more than him?
有谁比他更好？
And who has had it better than him?
好，你说你的苦有跟约伯一样，那你有跟约伯一样的灵性吗？
You may say you have suffered as much as Job, but are you as spiritual as he?
如果善有善报，恶有恶报，约伯是最不应该受苦。
If good is repaid with good and evil with evil, then Job is the most unreasonably punished.
但是一个最不应该受苦的人，他受了有人类有史以来最大的苦。
However, the person who should be punished the least has suffered the most in the human history.
就把我们抱怨的口给堵住了。
It has sealed up our mouth that wants to complain.
哦，甚至呢，他在一天当中失去了全部。
He has lost everything within a day.
留下一个常常跟他抱怨，叫他弃掉神死掉吧的一个太太。
He was left with a wife that complained constantly and told him to curse God and die.
啊，所以我们会想说，他十个儿子应该留下来，那个会叫他弃掉神死掉吧那个太太应该死去才对。
We may think that his children should have lived and his wife should have died instead.
但是他的太太还是存在，也是神要考验约伯。
However, the reason his wife lived may have been a trial from God as well.
啊，在这种情况底下，他还说神是应当称颂。
However, and even when faced with this, he said that he deserved it.
啊，这种信心真的是很大。
This faith is so mighty.
我们来看一下哈，约伯记哈，一章二十节。
Let us turn to Job.
啊，约伯记一章二十节。
Job chapter 1 verse 20.
读了这一段会把眼泪给读出来。
And when we read this, perhaps we will be moved to tears.
约伯他也是很难过痛苦啊。
Job was suffering.
所以就撕裂外袍，剃了头，伏在地下。
He tore his robe and shaved his head, fell to the ground.
他依然对神来敬拜。
He still worshipped God.
二十一节
，verse 21.
这是他信心的话啊。
These are the words of his faith.
我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。 赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。你看看这一切的事情，这一切的东西都失去的时候，他还说耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Even when he lost everything, he still said, Blessed be the name of the Lord.
在这一切的事上，约伯并不犯罪。
Throughout all these things, Job did not sin.
他也不以神为愚妄。
And he did not lose hope and despair in God.
在我们全身当中，最容易犯罪的器官就是我们的口。
And the organ that is most likely to lead us to sin in our body is the mouth.
这个手要犯罪啊，你要打得到人，偷得到钱，做到坏事，这个手要动。
For the hand to sin, you need to be able to hit someone, to steal from someone, to do bad things.
但是嘴巴要犯罪很容易。
But it is easy for the mouth to sin.
口出恶言，批评、论断、审判、咒骂人，很快就犯罪了。
When you open up your mouth, you can curse, you can rebuke, you can blame others. It is so easy.
但是他没有。
But Job did not.
他应该要抱怨。他最有资格抱怨的，但是他没有抱怨。
He should have complained. He had every right to complain, yet he did not.
他最不应该受苦的，但是他受了最大的苦。
He should not have suffered anything, yet he suffered the most.
然后我们其他人夫妇何言呢？我们有什么话？我们有什么资格来抱怨呢？
What right do we have to complain?
他不以神为愚妄。
And he did not despair in God.
他认为神不会做错事。
He thought that God can do no wrong.
虽然他受苦，他不知道原因在何在，但是他不认为神做错事。
Although he suffered for no reason, he did not think that God had done wrong.
他在这种情况底下，信心还是很坚定啊。
Even in these circumstances, his faith was so strong.
如果我们把约伯记读过
，If we read the book of Job,
约伯他会稍微有一点牢骚。
Job has a very way, a way of saying things.
但很多人就说他自以为意。
That others will call him self-righteous.
其实我们从头到尾一直读，约伯他一直没有失去信心。
However, if we read the whole book, Job does not lose his faith.
他还说，我的神试炼我之后，必如精金。你看，是有信心。
He even said that through going through these trials from God, I'll be pure as gold.
他说，我的救赎主活着，我知道我的救赎主活着。你看，很有信心。
He says, I know my Savior lives. He is full of faith.
他如果有一点自以为意，是被他的朋友所逼出来的。
And even if he is self-righteous, it is because he's pressured by his friends.
因为他的朋友说，犯罪的人神会处罚，你现在受苦被神处罚，因为你犯罪，三段论罚套在他头上啊，他百口莫辩。
Because his friends came and accused, they said, God punishes the wicked, and now you're being punished, therefore you are evil.
那他的朋友说，神是公义的，就说神不会把你这个犯罪的人当成没有罪。
His friends said, God is righteous, therefore he will not let go of you, a sinner.
所以你现在受苦，因为你犯罪，神惩罚你。
Therefore, you suffer now because you have sinned and God is punishing you.
那约伯并没有做了那些他的朋友所说的那些罪啊，没有，他没有犯那些罪啊。
But Job never did those sins that his friends accused him of.
他一直要讲的是什么呢？
What did he want to say?
我没有犯这些罪。
I did not do these sins.
神不会因为我没有犯这些罪，他来惩罚我。所以朋友，你们的公义，你们认为说神的公义是不会把有罪的当成无罪。可是我相信神的公义是不会把无罪的当成有罪。
He said, since I've not done these things, then God will not punish me for this. Since you say God is righteous, he will not let the sinner become blameless, yet he will not treat the blameless as a sinner.
那约伯他这个观点呢，得到神的称赞。神后来最后四十二章要结束的时候，责备他的朋友说，你们论我不如我的仆人约伯论的是。所以神认定约伯说的是正确的。
And God approved of what Job said. If we read chapter 42, God said that the friends had judged him wrongly and not as his servant Job had judged him.
约伯就是要证明人跟神之间有单纯的信仰关系。
Job proves to us you can have a pure faith toward God.
那就像黄金要被火炼，把杂质炼掉，我们跟神之间存在的一个非常单纯的关系。因着他是神，所以我应该拜他。
Just as Job had his faith that is like gold refined through fire, we must have a faith that is pure toward God.
这个根，我有没有拥有世上的财富无关，但因为他是神，所以我必须要拜他，这是他该得荣耀，这是我该尽的本分。
Our faith should be unrelated to how much money we have. Since he is God, therefore we must worship him, we must listen to him.
他的信仰观念很正确，二十一节。
He had a very correct idea, concept of faith in verse 21.
两个观念很值得我们再次看一看。
There are two concepts that are worthy for us to read again.
第一个就是说他对人生的实况呢，他有非常正确的认识。
Firstly, he had a correct understanding of the circumstances of life.
赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。
Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there.
我从母胎出来是空空的，当我离开的时候也是空空的。我并没有损失啊，我只是从零到零，我归零，归零我并没有损失啊，而这当中所拥有的都是神所赏赐的。
Now I came out of my mother's womb empty-handed, and I leave empty-handed. I've not lost anything. I'm going from zero to zero.
我们为什么会抱怨？
Why do we complain?
我们认为我们本来拥有很多。
It is because we think that we possess many things.
我们本来的生活是很顺利的。
That we have a very successful life.
以为这是本来我们所拥有的。
We thought that this is our right.
但是约伯把它推缩到极点。我出生的时候一无所有啊。
However, Job pushes it to the very beginning. When he came out of his mother's womb, he was empty-handed.
那我现在一无所有啊。
And now I have nothing as well.
扯平啊。
It is equal.
人生的开始，人生的结束，原来就是要这样，要归零。
This is how it should be, the start of life and the conclusion of life, you are empty-handed.
但是我们现在我们不甘愿。
But now you are still not satisfied.
我们不认为这是应该有的现象。
This is something that you cannot accept.
所以会抱怨。
Therefore, you complain.
那如果我们对人生从零开始到零，这当中我们或许曾经拥有什么，那是神给我们的。
Since we start and end this life with zero, whatever we possess currently, it is given to us by God.
如果我们愿意从心里去承认这一点，
If we are willing to accept this fact in our heart,
我从零开始，
that I started from nothing,
接受这个事实，
to accept this reality,
也接受最后归零，
and accept that at the end you will leave with nothing,
这样的结局，
this conclusion,
本来就是零啊。
Yeah, you always had nothing.
啊，当我们本来是 nothing 的时候呢，我们就没有什么东西可以再失去的。
If you started with nothing, then there is nothing that you can lose.
哦，这句话很好，英文翻得很传神，还是用英文讲比较传神哦。Nothing, 你看，从没有到没有，就没有再有什么东西可以失去的。
Since you start with nothing, there is nothing for you to lose.
那我们就不会抱怨。
Then we ought not to complain.
那第二个重要的观念是什么？
Secondly, what is the other concept we need to know?
他说赏赐的是耶和华。
Said it is God who gives.
收取的也是耶和华。
And the Lord has taken away.
所以才会有耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
Therefore, blessed be the name of the Lord.
这句话是建立在二十一节。
This phrase is built on verse 21.
那二十一节的这两个观念也是连带关系的。
And these two concepts are connected.
赏赐，神有赏赐的主权呐。
The Lord has the authority to give.
神也有收取的主权。
And He has the authority to take away.
所以在约伯的想法里面
，In the thinking process of Job,
约伯所拜的神
，The God whom he worships,
有完全的主权
，has complete authority.
这位神不是只有赏赐的主权。
This God not only has the power to give,
这位神还有收取的主权。
But God also has the right to take away.
所以约伯所相信的神有完全的主权。
The God whom Job believes in has complete authority.
我们今天跟约伯所拜的神是同一个神。
Today we worship the same God as Job.
如果我们不承认神有完全的主权，我们会抱怨。
If we do not admit to ourselves that God has complete authority, we will complain.
我们会怪罪神，你怎么把我拿回去呢？
We will blame him. Why have you taken my things away?
很多时候我们都认为神只有赏赐的主权。
Many times we'll think to ourselves, God only has the power to give.
我们并不认为神有收取的主权。
We do not think that God has the power to take away.
如果我们的神是这样，只有一半的主权，他还称其为真神吗？
But if our God only has one half of this authority, can he be the true God?
神的存在不是我们讨论的开始。
God's existence is not something that we discuss.
啊，更正，神的存在不是我们讨论的结果。
We do not need to discuss the existence of God.
神的主权也不是我们讨论的结果。说好了，那我们就给他这个主权。
And we are not the ones who determine God's authority.
而是他本来就有这个主权。
It is God Himself who has this power.
他本来就有完全的主权。
He originated with this power.
啊，如果说要我们请我们弟兄姐妹都来见证，哦，大家都很喜欢见证。哎呀，在高速公路哦。发生车祸，绕了好几圈，没事。哇，主耶稣给我恩典很大。哇，主耶稣给我投资的买的股票都赚，没有买的都跌。哇，都被见证啊！哦，大声的高呼，神有赏赐的主权，神啊，你这个赏赐的主权多多的用哈，多特的赏赐给我哈。
If you ask our brethren to bear testimonies, they will love it. They will say, thank God I was driving on the motorway and I did not crash in front of me. And thank God all the stocks I buy go up instead of down. God, you have the power to give. Please use your power greatly.
然后我们一方面限制神的主权，你不能够收取，你不可以有收取的主权。
And then we will restrict God. We will say, God, you should not use your power to take away.
我们当然不会这样说。
Of course, we cannot say this.
可是当我们遇到患难的时候，我们就会这样想。
Yet when we face with difficulties, this is how we think.
弟兄姐妹
，brethren，
我们所拜的神
，the God whom we worship，
我们要承认。
We need to admit.
我们要把完全的主权交在他的手上。
We need to give him the complete authority.
这样，这位神才是真神。
And only then is he the true God.
而他是真神，所以我们应该要给他这个完全的主权。
And it is because he is the true God that we need to give him this authority.
啊，犹太人他们有一个故事很出名啊。
The Jews have a very famous story.
就是有一个拉比啊。
There was a rabbi.
哦，这个拉比到处去啊啊，讲了很多的这个道理啊，去帮助人。
This rabbi would go around and speak many sermons to help the people.
啊，有时候出远门要很久才会回来。
And sometimes he would go on long journeys that would take a long time.
啊，那有一次呢，当他，他每一次回来的时候，他的女儿，那个乖巧的女儿哈，掌上明珠，唯一的一个女儿，都会迎向前去拥抱他，远远的就抱住他的爸爸。
And every time he returned home, his one and only daughter would go out and leave the house far away and greet him. 啊，
那这一次他出远门。
And one time he left on a long journey.
比一般的平常时间更长才回来。
And he did not return for a very long time.
在他离开家不久的时候。
Longer than usual, and not long after he left. 啊，
他那颗掌上明珠呢，神把他要回去了。
His daughter was taken away by God.
啊，生病然后就走了。
And she was sick, and then she died.
啊，当时候也没有手机啊，没有办法打电报啊，啊。
And at the time there are no cell phones, there are no telegrams.
所以等到他回来。的时候才知道。
He only found out when he returned home.
那他怎么知道的
？How did he know?
他靠近家的时候
，As he drew near to his house,
他觉得，咦，我女儿怎么没有迎向前来抱我呢
？He thought, How come my daughter has not come out the house to greet me?
正在想。
He thought.
那进到家里
，And as he entered the house,
好像这个气氛有点怪怪的。
The atmosphere seemed off.
哎，女儿怎么不见
？Where is the daughter?
太太怎么闷不吭声的
？Why does my wife not speak?
太太没有笑脸来相迎。
My wife does not greet me with a smile.
他就想
He thought.
因为拉比啊，他很会想，他就想想东想西啊。
This rabbi is very good at thinking. He thought long and hard.
想很多。
He thought about many things.
因为现代人不是吃很多，就是想很多啊。他也是，这个拉比也是想很多。
Just as nowadays, he was thinking a lot.
后来他的太太才淡淡悠悠地告诉他。
And only later, his wife hesitantly told him.
我跟你说。
I will tell you.
啊，如果你有一个朋友。
If you had a friend
要出远门
who was going on a long trip,
他有一颗珍珠
he had a pearl,
啊，不方便携带
and that is not it is not convenient for him to bring.
暂时交在你手上保管
If he temporarily gave it to you to keep.
有一天你这个朋友回来了
One day your friend comes back.
啊，跟你要说，哎，那颗珍珠还给我
He comes to you and says, "Could I have my pearl back, please?"
那你要怎么办
Then what would you do?
他说，啊，当然就还给他
And he said, "Of course, I will give it back to him."
他的太太就说了
，And his wife said，
当你离开家不久
，Not long after you left the house，
你的朋友把那颗珍珠要回去了。
Your friend has asked that we return the pearl。
他就说，啊，当然，当然，当然。
And he said， Of course， Of course。
这个拉比有智慧啊，他的太太也不笨啊，也会讲这个故事给他听。
This rabbi has wisdom， and his wife is not short of wisdom either。
的确，这个故事就告诉我们。
And it is true， the story tells us，
信心要接受考验。
That our faith will be tested,
像神在试验亚伯拉罕
just as God tested Abraham.
你唯一你所爱的
the one thing you love,
晚年所得到的
the thing that you obtained in your old age.
神试验他
God tested him.
信心上的一个试验
a test of faith.
常常是我们最爱的神却要把它拿走
oftentimes God will take away what we love the most.
啊，那么如果说真的信心够的时候。
And when you truly have enough faith,
经得起考验
you will be able to stand the test.
亚伯拉罕他的信心接受考验
Abraham's faith was tested.
他相信神的应许
He believed in the promise of God.
他相信神呢，纵使是说这个以撒献为燔祭给神，神仍然可以让他从死里复活
He believed that even if he offered up Isaac as a burnt sacrifice, God would return him.
那他这种信心如果没有经过考验，不知道
However, if our faith has never been tested, we would not know.
有些时候，我们的心就是正在考验的时候呢，才显出大的信心了。
And it is often when we are currently being tested that we will suddenly have a burst of faith.
而且用行动来证明。
And this faith can be manifested in our actions.
我们的神就明白了。
And it is at this moment where God will also understand.
所以约伯哈，他不以口为犯罪哈，在二章的第十节就讲了。
And Job did not sin with his mouth. That's recorded in chapter 2, verse 10.
后来这个祸患也临到自己本身，他的身上。
And later, this affliction came upon his body.
他仍然持守他的纯正。
And he continued in his righteousness.
啊，那我们就想，为什么他有这样的信心呢？
Let us think, why did he have this faith?
他有一个很简单的基本概念。
There is a very basic concept.
我赤身出于母胎。
Naked, I came out from my mother's womb.
最后一定有赤身归回。
And naked shall I return there.
所以我并没有损失。
Therefore, I have lost nothing.
而且我相信，我认定，这当中曾经拥有，因为神有赏赐的主权，后来失去，因为神有收取的主权。
And I believe that what I did have, it was because God has the power to give, and whatever I have lost, it is because God has the authority to take.
但这种概念是很简单，有时候是要一辈子的生活历练呢，我们才能够真正从心里去承认它。
Although this concept is very basic, it can take our entire lives to truly understand.
他能够说耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
He can say, "Blessed be the name of the Lord."
所以约伯他的信心在神面前看为宝贵。
Job's faith is seen as very precious and valuable in the eyes of God.
最后赏赐给他加倍的福气。
And in the end, he was returned with a double the blessing.
啊，如果我们读约伯记第一章、第二章，然后跳到四十二章，我们读起来会很高兴。
If you read chapters 1 and 2 of Job and skip to chapter 42, you'll be very happy.
他的这个骆驼也好，母驴也好，
whether it be his camels or his other flocks,
还有他的牛，
his oxen.
当神再次赏赐给他的时候，在这个数字上都是加一倍。
Whatever God gave him, God gave him double what he had.
500变成1000。
500 turned into 1000.
7000变成14000。
7,000 turned into 1,400.
3,000 变成6,000.
14,000.
数字上都是加倍的。
All of these numbers were doubled.
但是他的儿女还是神还是赐给他十个。
However, God only gave him 10 children again.
因为这些牲畜死了就死了，就空了，就没了。
Because for these livestock, when they die, they are dead. There's nothing left.
但是之前他的儿女，
However, the children that he had before,
却还是保有的。
They are still existing.
因为在神那里。
Because they are in God.
所以再十个给他。
So therefore he had 10 more children.
他就有加倍的。
And this is double what he originally had.
那如果我们用这个眼光来看的时候。
If you look at it with this perspective.
约伯跟亚伯兰大概同时代的，族长时代的人。
Job and Abraham lived around the same time in the age of the patriarchs.
这样的话可是4000年前的事情了。
This happened 4000 years ago.
那有很多人就纠结说你看神你看为了试验约伯，他比亚伯兰还更厉害，亚伯兰只要献一个，这约伯要十个。
Many people will debate amongst themselves, look how legendary Job is. Abraham only had to sacrifice one, yet Job had sacrificed 10 of his children.
所以有时候读古书为古人抱不平啊。
Sometimes when you read these ancient books, you might feel a sense of injustice.
其实没有必要。
But there is no reason to.
我们现在四千年后去讨论四千年前，约伯的十个儿女多活十年，多活三十年，少活二十年。今天是四千年后了，去讨论这个事情有意义吗？
Now,
完全没有意义。
Now that we are living 4,000 years later, is there any point to debating that Job's children had lived 10 more years, 20, 30 more, 30 years more, or 10 years less? There's no point.
如果四千年前去讨论，
yeah, if we discuss this 4,000 years ago,
好像还有一点意思。
Then there might be a little bit more of a reason.
四千年后再来讨论这个事情。
But discussing these things 4,000 years later,
我们必须要用一个永恒的角度去看。
We need to look at it from an eternal perspective.
所以如果我们转换一个眼界。
If we change our viewpoint,
我们从永恒看回现在。
If we look from eternity back to now,
很多事情都有答案。
There are many things that have an answer now.
如果我们从现在仰望到永恒。
And if you look from now towards eternity,
我们人生就有正确的方向。
Then we will have the correct direction for our life.
我们的信仰概念一定会纯正。
And the concept and ideas of our faith will be correct.
因为那些都回到神那里去了。
Because we will head towards God.
但是我们要经过这样的一个哀哭熬炼的时刻。
However, we have to go through a period of trials and crying.
啊，我们爱神优先于爱人。
We must love God before we love man.
就像约伯一样。
Just as Job.
他从头到尾都认定神不会做错事。
That from start to finish, he believed that God could do no wrong.
虽然他不明白。
Although he did not understand.
但是不以神为欲望。
Yet he did not be ashamed. He was not ashamed of God.
不批评神。
He did not rebuke God.
不论断神。
He did not judge God.
不抱怨神。
He did not complain and murmur against God.
观念是正确的。
This is the correct concept.
这就是像黄金在火炉中来熬炼了。
And this is as gold is refined in the furnace.
好，那我们今天就用这些，大家互相勉励啊，求主帮助我们大家。
Above is our mutual exhortation. May God help every one of us.
啊，疫情的确给让我们啊，在很多的熬炼当中。
The pandemic has brought us many trials.
但是疫情过后也是另外一种的熬炼。
Yet after the pandemic, there comes more trials.
我们担心一些弟兄姐妹回不来。
And we are worried for many brethren whether or not they can return.
有一些人就懒散了。
There are some who become lazy.
啊，就求主耶稣来保守。
And we ask the Lord Jesus to keep us.
让我们不管在什么样的境遇里头。
That no matter what environment we find ourselves in,
都能够有正确的信仰观念。
We will have the correct concepts of faith.
好，那我们就一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
225首。
225.